Israeli Defense Force. The vigil falls on the United Nations International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists.
A woman was attacked by a shark this morning, 10 hours off the coast of Mackay, suffering lacerations to her lower leg as a result of the bite. It has not been made apparent whether the shark boarded the vessel or the woman was in the water when the attack occurred, but she was rescued by a Navy vessel after an emergency call went out following the incident. The victim is now in a stable condition in the Mackay Base Hospital.
In national news, Australia and US researchers are collaborating to develop new technologies and techniques to treat children affected by heart disease. The research, based at Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Melbourne and Gladstone's Institute in San Francisco, plans to use stem cell medicine, genomics, and artificial intelligence in order to develop these life-saving therapies. It is reported that 260,000 babies across the world are diagnosed with heart disease each year. Director of Stem Cell Medicine at the MCRI, Professor Enzo Pirello, says that the funding for this research will make a real difference to children and their families.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions have warned that a conservative LNP-aligned proposal would take Australian workers' rights back to the dark ages. According to the ACTU, the conservative think tank H.R. Nicholls Society, founded by former Treasurer and LNP member Peter Costello, proposed a blueprint for workers' rights reforms in Australia, with the conference attended by Shadow Minister for Housing, Michael Sukkar. The proposed reforms would abolish the Fair Work Commission and Ombudsman, gut National Employment Standards Safety Guidelines, and remove redundancy pay while compromising unfair dismissal laws, among other major cuts to employment laws.
In international news, scientists in Argentina have uncovered a fossil of the world's oldest tadpole. The tadpole is dated to be 161 million years old, having lived throughout the Jurassic period, close to the start of the earliest frog and toad discoveries. Reaching 16 centimeters in length, the tadpole is thought to have died right before its frog metamorphosis, as fossils of frogs in the region usually span from 9 to 15 centimeters. It had been assumed before this discovery that frogs had always started their lives as tadpole. However, this new fossil confirms the theory.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of rain and thunder in the afternoon. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.